This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. On the battlefield in Ukraine, Russian forces have kept up their bombardments of Ukrainian areas. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Kharkiv region's governor says Russian forces have shelled several towns and villages in northeastern Ukraine in the previous 24-hour period, killing a 67-year-old woman and leaving another resident wounded. Neither side, however, shows signs of backing down as the war heads for a second year. The Kremlin appears to be keeping its options open on mobilizing more soldiers. Russian authorities have declared the call-up of 300,000 reservists in late October is complete, but Vladimir Putin's decree remains in effect until another ruling is issued to formally end the action. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly warned of Russia's plans to continue mobilizing more troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On his first visit since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov traveled to South Africa Monday. Kate Bartler reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
Lavrov said he appreciated South Africa's neutral stance since the war started 1 year ago and placed the blame for the continuing conflict squarely on the Ukraine and the West.
It is well known that we supported the proposal of Ukrainian side to negotiate early in the special military operation. It is well known, it was published openly, that our American and British and some European colleagues told Ukraine that it is too early to deal.
Russia has repeatedly rejected Ukrainian and Western demands that it withdraw its forces completely from Ukraine as a condition for any negotiations. Lavrov also denied Moscow's targeting civilians, despite new